heavenly burrito destruction. Suppose you had big plans for the evening. You'd been slogging away at work all week, and your favorite TV show was premiering a new season on Friday night, and you'd been on a diet recently and were satisfied with the results. And this diet allowed for a weekly cheating day. And after a lot of deep thinking and pondering, you decided that the coming Friday night was going to be your cheating meal. You were going to go to your favorite burrito store and eat a delicious carne asada burrito while watching the premiere of your favorite TV show. During the week, every time you were bored or angry or frustrated with your moronically idiotic coworkers or your power-hungry boss, all you had to do was think of your burrito. And just the thought of that made everything better. The lovely expectation of taking that first bite into the wonderfully heavenly burrito while the TV show started. And then it was time. After a couple million glances up at the clock, it was finally quitting time. Out of the building. Saying your farewells to your office workers until Monday. Driving home more careful than ever. If you crashed, you'd go to the hospital and would have to eat hospital food instead of your burrito. You'd have to watch hospital TV with a hospital roommate. That wouldn't do. So you safely got home, showered up, and got yourself ready for the big night. Finally, too excited to contain yourself, you drive down to the burrito store. And then you see them, your buddies and a couple of gorgeous ladies that you only sort of recognize. "Hey," they say, "come on, man. We're going to get some burgers and then we're going to go down to XYZ Bar and see ABC Band play." The girls are looking at you, smiling, hoping you go with them. One of them you now recognize, that one girl who was giving you flirty signals a couple of weeks ago at that one party. But you were too nervous to capitalize. You didn't even ask for her number. But here she is, smiling at you with eyes of hopeful desire. God himself is giving you a second chance. What do you do?
"Wow, you're really pretty. And even though we might fall in love and live happily ever after, I've got a burrito with my name on it."
No. No normal human would even think that. What the heck does any of this mean? Nobody can predict the future. Nobody knows what's going to happen a day or a week from now. The best laid plans, as they say, go bust. If you want to get God to laugh, tell him your plans. Or as Mike Tyson famously said, everybody has a plan and then you get punched in the mouth. We love the idea of setting goals, but even a simple goal of buying a burrito can go sideways. What's the answer? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.